I'm at the Online Information Conference at the Olympia Conference Center. It's a conference designed to keep us ahead of the digital revolution. It's quite interesting. They're talking about all kinds of things like social media, library management, content resources, e-publishing solutions, content management. I didn't manage to get over here until the last day, so I missed quite a bit of the social media, which is what I really, really wanted to learn more about. But I did catch an interesting seminar hosted by Bill Kasdorf. It was a heads-up session on waking up in Pandora, finding your way in today's dynamic digital landscape. It was a session mostly designed for publishers, but it might be something that we can, as small independent business people, we can take this advice ourselves to use in maybe publishing our own materials. Let's see, they were talking about today's what they call dynamic digital landscape. The seminar had about 23 people in it, most of whom were in the publishing industry with major companies. And there were a few there with the smaller companies. And Mr. Kasdorf is the general editor of the Columbia Guide to Digital Publishing, and he's also the VP at Apex Content Solutions. He was talking about today's dynamic digital landscapes. What's happening nowadays is there are new devices, many more new devices than they had in the past, and new landscapes for publishers to work in. It's not just about the publishers pushing information out anymore. It's about the people who are demanding information in a format that's suitable for them. It's not about, as he put it, you, the publisher. It's about you, the person, being the consumer. Nowadays, the information that the consumer wants centers around instruction, how do you do something, professional development, getting ahead, or visualization. Show me. They want to be shown how to do something. So the key points that publishers, large and small, have to think about nowadays are, what is the device that the information is going to be put on? In the olden days, maybe it was just a book or a laptop or a desktop. But nowadays we have iPads, we have Kindles, we have iPod touches, a multitude of devices, Androids. So the publisher has to consider, what's the device, what to do with the information. Does the person want to read it? Do they want to read it, watch it? Do they want to highlight things? Do they want to save it? Do they want to print it? Do they want to be able to mark their place? Do they want to be able to move between devices, like to get the information on a laptop and move it to a Kindle? These are all elements that publishers never had to think about before, but right now they're imperative if you want to move your product ahead. It's all about flexibility. One solution doesn't fit all anymore. There are multiple options, multiple models, and multiple modes. I was hoping to have a word with Mr. Kasdorf, but the seminar ran over, so he had to skedaddle. The iPad today is where the web was in 1993. That's a phrase that Mr. Kasdorf borrowed from Jacob Nielsen. What does that mean? Content has to work on different devices, so you don't have to redo, reformat everything to have it work on an Android versus an iPad versus some other device. It's not about the device, it's about the functionality. Things have to be multimedia nowadays. Publishers nowadays are incorporating audio, video, and animation into the e-books. Right now it's a lot of medical books, but Mr. Kasdorf also foresees that extending to cookbooks or just any kind of industry. People are demanding these things, and the publishers have got to keep up, or they'll just get left behind. Another important thing is metadata and standards, so functions work between the different media. Some of the elements used in achieving standards is EPUB 2.01, which is widely used for ebooks, But coming up right now is EPUB 3, which is going to be really dynamic, much more dynamic. EPUB 2.01 is used for articles, page layouts, rich media, and global language support. EPUB 3 will go more in depth on a deeper level to work with these elements, plus some more. Another thing used for magazines and periodicals is called NextPub, used for trade and consumer mags. DAISY is another entity which is used for digital talking books for accessibility. Also, another entity, Book Industry Study Group, which is based in America, is dedicated to researching standards for best practices that will work across all of these platforms, which will include ISBN, whose counterpart is EISBN. Also, an essential ingredient is going to be metadata for the future publishers' issues. Vocabulary, identifiers, anything that will make your product work better across the different media. There is just so much information going on at this online information conference that it has my head spinning. They talk about libraries. Another hot issue at this conference is what is called virtual library systems. Those are mobile business applications that are used in increasingly more amounts of libraries where the students can access the library's inventory, content, access information about accommodation, access information about funding. And the students today, says one of the representatives of Acumen Mobile, want the information now. They're used to it. They don't even think twice about it. They're used to having information at their fingertips on the phone, on the iPad. So virtual library systems is another hot issue at the online conference. So the online conference is wrapping up now, so I think I'd better sign off. I've learned a lot today, and I hope that information that I could share with you about the digital publishing, you might be able to take some of that and use it in your own work. Okay, that's Stefania signing off. Ciao.
This program, all rights copyrighted, 2010, Stefania Lintonbahn. www.stephsvoice4u. That's the number for letter U. stephsvoice4u.co.uk.